Holy fuck, dude. If they make another one, it's going to be so awesome.
Man, that was awesome.
I know. That was really way better than I expected.
You know.
I thought for the first half hour, they were a little heavy on, you know, the big shocks and the big loud music, but it kind of calmed down after that. And just, man, yeah, like, that was a class act all the way.
That was like the best movie I've seen in a long fucking time.
I agree with Matt.
Best zombie movie since 1985, motherfucker.
I quite like, at the very end, just the dead walk classic scene.
Yeah,
what was that? I remember from another viewer, the way I saw it, though, I figured Matt would be happy, because even if the movie sucked, there were some titties.
There was, though. So. A little bit of not even 5 minutes.
But it was just a flash crawling out.
That ruled.
Especially if you're a connoisseur of the games. He's infected. Huh?
Yeah, like,
put him in the Nemesis program.
Yeah. Like, hardcore.
Wicked.
But I mean, all in all, perfect teeth, nice smell, glass act
all the way. That was awesome, too. How you think at the end, man, the corporation fucked it all up. That was all for nothing. And then the whole fucking Raccoon City just fucking gone.
Enter Resident Evil 2.
Yeah, or 3 more, but. Yeah.
No, Resident Evil 2. Remember Leon showed
up? Oh, it starts at the beginning, right? I'm sorry.
Number 2 takes its place within the three. I figure that happened during that whole Stars. I think it fits in right towards the first game. She had to fit it in.
They never said they were Stars. But
no, they were just
Stars were police.
Oh,
they didn't work for them.
Oh, yeah.
They
Stars weren't a part of the...
They went into a different mansion, you know, and then they had the whole outbreak thing.
It was nice how they explained the mansion, too. I was just like the auxiliary place, and they managed to work it in a bit. So what do you think of it, Mark?
Not enough zombies.
Yeah, that's a very nice opinion.
Mark, you're a fucking fag.
Yes.
Fucking zombies everywhere.
Kind of hoping that, you know, they cheese it up a little and zombies go, excuse me, mind if I nibble on your ear?
That is gay.
The cake head from Return of the Living Dead? Nah.
Send more police.
You know what song they need to put in it, though?
You want a party? when she came out of the water and stuff, that's what I was thinking.
Although, I was kind of surprised there wasn't as much gore as I expected. Like, when people are getting, you know, the classic being ripped apart by zombie scene, you're supposed to have your intestines coming out.
Like, the guy in the mall, one of the bikers, when he just, the zombie actually rips into him, opens up, and they're pulling stuff out.
And the rib cage, it opened like a rusty drawbridge.
No, God, no! No, God, no!
Day of the day.
When they rip the commander in half, and drag him down the hall, drag his legs away.
Oh,
fucking rule. Any zombie who can use a gun, I'm sorry. Rule.
My personal favorite is...
Redneck
zombie?
Redneck
animals.
Don's still my favorite, but yeah, Don...
Which one was Don?
Zombie, rednecks, and this one are the top three, for sure.
In the mall.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Now, Mark, it is true that you are whipped. Is that not true?
No.
I like how it actually took a while for the whole thing to kick in.
Yeah, and it was nice how first it was the defenses, then they destroyed the defenses, and they got this whole other barrel of monkeys. And that's kind of a nice duality, too, how the zombies, they don't really got nothing against you, they just want to kill you. The computer ain't got nothing against you, it just can't let you out.
I thought the guy who got pushed back in the elevator should indeed have gotten ripped to shreds a hell of a lot more, but just the horde.
Yeah.
That was so hard.
I agree with Matt.
And nobody was like the comedy relief guy saying
that. Yeah,
I
noticed that. Right?
That was a nice change.
Zombies with badass boys didn't nibble on your palm.
Yeah. You know, it's all we took a bite out of it. And it's very silly looking.
Like you're calling like umbrella doctors.
Ooh, what did he do? Did he use knives to get out the little tentacle things?
No, sir.
Is he burning them off?
Yeah,
ooh, that sealed me up real good.
The zombie bit me and I got a bit of a rash and some ointment I can maybe put on there.
I used to roll around these big pink zombies at me. Do you think that would cause it?
And the zombies, they were very mean to me. They pushed me down the stairs and my shoes came off.
And I was wondering if maybe I could sue you.
Sue Umbrella, sue everybody.
I can find our way out.